Ask the Podcast Coach for June 28th, 2014.
Let's get ready to podcast.
All right, Saturday morning. It is 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, I have been told to say that. I keep forgetting the time zone. Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach. That would be me, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can use the coupon code ASK20 and get $20 off your first month. And joining me over there, not a single person. Nope, that's it. I'm flying solo today. And what's fun, here's what's great about this. I'm used to having Jim here, because normally, like, Jim would be talking now. Hey, Dave, how's it going? I'm doing the thing, and, out here in Omaha, and things are great. And I would love that, except there's no Jim. So I'm going to have to sit here now and do things like, if you're watching the video, you're watching me try to change my Mac over to the... I share a monitor with a Mac and a PC. So if you're used to dual monitors, so now I can back to dual monitor. Boy, when you lose a monitor and you're down to just one, you're like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. So it was kind of fun that I missed the gym thing. So we're through the gym thing, the invisible gym. And I will just say prayers and hugs, kisses, all that stuff to Jim and his family. I am not sure what's going on with Jim. I just know that he vehemently apologized and said, I hate to do this to you. Family emergency, not going to make it. And so my prayers go out to Jim. He is a great guy, and I know he wouldn't. And for the record, I'm not even remotely upset. We're going to get through this. We got some cool things to talk about today. We're going to talk about a little podcast monetization. New thing came out, and we have the chat room. That's the cool thing. You know what? We have no Jim, but we have chat room. And the other fun thing I got to do before I forget, because I don't really need to watch me live. That's kind of boring. Not much to see here, but I do need to get my window going so I can see if somebody does call in. And of course, that number is, he said, 845. You writing this down? 845-262-2401. That number again, 845-262-2401. What if we did the podcast like I was a sports announcer? Why do people, there's two people, sports announcers and car dealers. Why do you have to yell at me? Why? I'm right here. But no, today, here's the thing. We're going to talk about podcasting. Why? Why are you, does your deal, like, am I going to get a bigger value? The louder you talk, the value, what is that? I don't get it. So, no Jim today. But we are going to talk about podcast monetization, which here's the thing. You almost need a spoiler alert on this, because I should say, before I do that, if you want to join us, go over to askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And that's where you will see the chat room that I'm referring to and all the links. You can also find us in iTunes. And a study came out. Oh, when did this come out? I'll put a link to this in the chat room. Thanks to Kathy Kelly of Special Mouse. She posted this in the Facebook private group. And it is the top 20 earning podcasts. And this is from CelebrityNetWorth.com. And shocking that the number one would be, yeah, Leo Laporte. The interesting thing was I hadn't heard of half of these. Like, who? It was kind of amazing that way. Let me, and I've, of course, me being the, Jeff Bundy in the chat room says, car dealers are just rejected sportscasters. That's it. I'll go sell cars. So, and they're the local commercial on TV. Do you guys have that too? There's a guy on local TV that has to do, I'll have to describe this audibly, but he squats and does like a safe move, like an umpire. And he says, 'cause the deals are amazing. It is interesting. Yeah. Here's the list, relevant. Now what's interesting about this, without getting all preachy on you, that is a Christian podcast, and it's all about reaching people in their 20s. And so, I was not on the list. We're Alive Here's the thing. I've not heard of half of these. Relevant, We're Alive, Gweek, as in G-W-E-E-K, Futility Closet. Yeah, I'm not. No, guys, I'm only doing this 3 days a week, right? For the record, just full transparency here. Dave does podcasting Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday from about 8 to about 3, and that's when I turn into a pumpkin. And then maybe whatever I didn't get done on Saturday, I will do on, and I have on Sunday until my wife wakes up. When she wakes up, it's family time. So Futility Closet, anybody heard of these? Boards, Gore, and Swords. That's it. I need to change my name to Dave Laporte. The Cracked Podcast. You know what? The chat room's going to have fun today just seeing how ADD Dave can be. The Smodcast. Now there, finally, I heard one that I've heard of. This is Kevin Smith, who is the guy behind Clerks. He's the independent movie maker. And so Smodcast, The Crack Podcast, Savage Lovecast. I've heard of that because that guy beat me in the podcast awards. Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, Doug Loves Movies, Hollywood Babble On, Comedy Bang Bang. Now we're talking about these, okay? Doug Loves Movies, Bill Burr, Hollywood Babble On. That's another Kevin Smith one. How Did This Get Made? Heard of these? Comedy Bang Bang, Joe Rogan, Star Talk Radio. I just put it down as BS Report. Adam Carolla, WTF with Mark Maron, Shane and Friends, and then topping the list, the one, the only, Leo Laporte. And what's interesting about this is they are making up to, Leo makes, and this is where I'm like, it is interesting. The chat room is saying it's interesting that John Lee Dumas did not make the list because according, now Leo's making $50,000 an episode. How many episodes does he do a week? I don't listen. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose half my audience here. I don't listen to This Week in Tech. I listened a couple times, and about the first time I heard the 5-minute Audible thing, I was like, no, I know he does one podcast, but how many times a week does he do that? Is that a weekly show this week? You know what, Dave? Let's look at the title, This Week in Tech. Is that a weekly show? Yeah, that's So he's making 50 G's a week. That's 200 G's. They're expected to make $9 million a year per Leo, per Adam Curry, per the chat room. And so I broke this down, of course, because who doesn't love stats? I broke that down. So the lowest on the totem pole was the Relevant people making $3,600 an episode. That's like my best month ever from podcasting. Again, doing it 3 days a week. That is 3 cents. It averaged. Let's go here. Let me. I got my Excel on this morning. The lowest was We're Alive at 2.5 cents a download. The top one was Leo. Dude is making a dime every time somebody downloads a podcast. Think about that. A dime. That's so somebody better be buying something when you're listening to Leo. But what that calculated to, because what they did is they said, here's how many downloads they have. So we're going from low totem pole on the downloads was $90,000 an episode. Wow. Okay. And, of course, top of the food chain, Mr. Leo Laporte, 500,000 downloads per episode. I would love to know if that is the Twit Network, or if that is just This Week in Tech. It's got to be This Week in Tech. And it is Leo. I mean, this is a guy, and if you think about it, Leo, Adam Carolla, Mark Maron, Shane, Joe Rogan, the guy that does the Savage thing, Smith, Kevin Smith, all these guys came from TV, radio, movies, most of them. And we're talking 90,000 to 500,000 downloads an episode. And so you're looking at basically CPMs, CPM, Dave, what is that? That means cost per 1,000 downloads. Go from $25 all the way up to $100 per download. Is that right? I keep doing my math on that. 500,000 downloads divided by 50,000 is a dime a download. Times that by 1,000, you get $100. So Leo's getting $100 CPM. That's one where I go, yeah, It's from, the list is from, what is it? Celebrity. And what they said, how they got these numbers, in many cases, Leo has stated his stuff, which is really odd that John Lee Dumas is not on this list. Because that man talks about his stuff a lot. And they said in the case, they had an insider. So that means that they know somebody on the mid-roll. They know somebody on Podcast One. They know somebody somewhere there's a mole spilling the beans on what people are making. So I boiled this down to the average price per download is 5.56013 cents, better known as 6 cents a download. The average CPM is $55. Let me do something. Let's do like they do in school. Let's take out the top and bottom of that. Okay, if we do that, the average CPM is still $54 per 1,000 downloads. And I found that, being a stat junkie, I found that rather interesting. But also, I can see where it's, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, this article. That's true. That's a good point. Ryan Parker says, this is a celebrity site. So, you know, John Lee Dumas and Pat Flynn's, by the way, Pat Flynn coming on the School of Podcasting. He has decided to come on the show, which is cool. And it's going to be interesting to see. I guess my worry is that when people see this, we're going to have another John Lee Dumas effect where people are going to be going, oh, look, you can make, you know, $100,000 an episode. And the big question, the question that everybody is looking for, that's the thing. It's everybody's asking, is this a reliable report? And this is where branding comes into play. It looks like a real site. They've got, at least that I see here, there is no about page. I always forget that there is screen share on this. So since we're doing the video thing, I can show everybody, or so I thought. Yes, full screen. No, I don't want to show that one. I want to show this full screen. So yeah, for anybody watching the video, it looks like a legit site, but it drives me crazy when there's no about page, because I would like to. Now, does it even say who wrote it? Brian Warner. All right. Well, let's click his name. And he's prior to launching the celebrity net worth, Brian spent 7 years at the managing editor of one of the largest entertainment portals on the internet. So large, apparently, Brian forgot to mention it. Before that, Brian attended Georgetown University, where he double majored in finance and marketing. A native of Northern California, Brian currently resides in Los Angeles. Follow him at Google+. What I don't get, though, Brian, is if you spent 7 years at the managing editor of one of the largest entertainment portals, why would you not mention that? That's rather odd. So, very, very different. And there's no about us on this page. And apparently this looks like it's, you know, Brian's, this is all Brian. Yeah. Prior to the, it's blah, blah, blah. More. Anybody else seen about page here? I sure don't. At the very bottom. I see it. Let's see what the chat room is saying. Yeah. You might not be allowed. That's true. Yeah. The good thing is you're right. It's, Ryan says this might be a good thing, might get people into podcasting. My worry is it's going to get people into podcasting for the Monday. And that's not always a good thing. So the phone number, if you want to chime in on this, 845-262, I'm lonely. 845-262-2401. The other thing I wanted to point out is I've had people say, you know, you can get really good voiceovers on Fiverr. And I'm like, really? $5? I don't know about that. So I went over and had some fun things made. Where's the really obnoxious one? Yes, this is obnoxious. You ready?
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
There you go. And I have some things. I might be adding a new segment to the spool of podcasting. Let's see. Let's do this one. Yeah, here we go.
Dave pops a cork in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, I might be popping corks on the School of Podcasting, or...
And now, it's time for a pet peeve.
Now, I didn't... I did all the... I added the sound effects and all the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh stuff. And so, I think, do I have another one? Yes.
And now, it's time for a power rant.
Yes. Who doesn't love a good sports theme? That one's almost worth listening to again.
And now, it's time for a power rant.
I feel like a Viking when I hear that. And yeah, that guy was from Fiverr. Now, I always recommend Music Radio Creative. They've done some great things. They've done the Last Five and Five and the Podcast Rewind. And so I had to dig through quite a few needles in a haystack to find... I think he was just called the Deep Voice Guy on Fiverr. And sure enough, I got all those words. I added the music and the zippy zupa stuff. You may be hearing some power rants, and you might be hearing Dave pop his cork and all those other fun-filled things on a future episode of the School of Podcasting. And Addie says, Addie, good morning, Addie. Did you guys know Addie works? Can I tell people where you work? I don't know if that's a secret or not. People are already expecting a quick ROI when jumping into podcasting. And after a month or two of not earning a dime, they start to bash podcasting. Thank you. Remember, I called, you may not have been listening back then. I called that about 4 weeks ago because there was a podcast network that got some startup money. They started it. They were a bunch of ex-radio people. And about, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, they announced that they were going back to doing it just for fun. And I'm like, oh, here we go. It's going to be the beginning of podcasting stinks. Because with so many people jumping into it, not everybody's going to be happy with their results. And that's actually one of the reasons why it kind of bugs me when I see people start to bash podcasting, especially when they say, well, I've been doing it for... you know, a month and a half now, and I'm only getting 1,500 downloads. And when I hear stuff like that.
Dave pops a cork in 5.
Exactly.
4, 3, 2.
And then I pop a cork and I'm like, did you just say only 1,500 downloads? Are you kidding me? So, Fred has a book review. He says, the quick revenue myth is explained in Matt Paulson's book to be published in September. Aww. You big tease, Fred. 40 rules for IB success. Yeah, I would love. That's it. And I could not believe it. So, you know what? Let's do those now. Here's my first power rant. We'll just burn these here, shall we? Because we're all chatting. We're all having fun. Just me and you and my friends here in the chat room. Here's my first pet peeve. That is the word only. Only. I only have... 300 downloads. I only have. And of course, my background, you know, I'm going to move. I'm like half off the screen. My background is in teaching. And so Friday, I had 20 people in class. And when you're outnumbered 20-1 and you're the teacher, it's kind of cool because especially if you can get their attention, that's like the best when you have a classroom of people that actually want to learn as opposed to the guy that I had to take this class because my boss said I had to. I love that guy. And it was awesome. But when I hear things like, well, I only had 83, of course, I divide everything by 20. And I'm like, wow, that's four classrooms and about three people left that are going, where am I supposed to sit? And so when I hear the word only, I'm like, wow. And there is a statistic. My buddy Jeff over at 200churches.com, I forget the exact statistic, but it's something like, I forget what percentage, it's a high percentage of churches in America right now have 200 members or less. And, okay. And, so when somebody says, well, I only have, you know, 210 downloads an episode, I'm like, you do realize that's a full church. There's a lot of churches that would say that. And, you can also realize that it's not always the number of people that you have. It's the number of, it's the amount of, what's the word, influence that you have in some cases, and the connection that you have. The, you know, Kathy Kelly does the Special Mouse podcast at specialmouse.com, and she's got her second sponsor now. Why? Because she has a very unique, very narrow niche, and that is the fact that she has a son, I believe, if I remember right, who has autism, and so when she has a podcast all about going to the Disney parks with someone with special needs, and so she found somebody who rents scooters to people with special needs and that go to Disney. Hello, she has their audience. So it's not always about the numbers. The one thing that's in that article and is it mentioned that the only the top three have ads, actual like advertising, because you need ginormous numbers on that. And the other thing to think about, if you're doing just ads, pay per download, you got to either A, since we're talking about John Lee Dumas, when he went on vacation, he had a boatload of shows in the can because no podcast means no money. So that's kind of the, I guess we could say the somewhat downside of ad supported podcasting. So, Bill, you are in the chat room, buddy. Call on in. I was going to do your questions, but we might as well do them live. 845-262-2401. And what are the steps of having an amazing launch? Well, number one, figure out who your audience is. That is step one. Will always be number one. Who are you talking to? Number two, find out what they want, what they need, what they not only just that they're a male with 35 that has two kids, what are their likes? What are their dislikes? What are their beliefs? What are their pains? So it's not just the demographic. It's the psychographic, according to Michael Hyatt. And there's actually a tutorial coming out on this very soon, Bill, at the School of Podcasting. The fact that it's more about than demographics. And so that. So now I know what those people want to hear, because in the immortal words of George Carlin, congratulations, it's a cheese straightener. Awesome. Except, what if you don't have crooked cheese? So find out, does your audience have crooked cheese? And if so, by all means, make them a cheese straightener. But if they don't spend 4 hours making a cheese straightener only to have them go, well, podcasting stinks, man. I made the cheese straightening podcast. Nobody listened. Nobody's cheese was crooked. I'm getting into rant mode again. So that's why I did an episode a couple weeks ago about, is your podcast in alignment with your goals? If your goal is to be seen, 845-262-2401. You know what, Dave? It might be a bad idea to put that in the chat room. Hey, because everybody's trying to write that down, and Steve Stewart's out mowing the lawn. He can't write that down. And So number one, figure out who your audience is. What do they want? What are their needs? What are their pains? Because if you can solve their pain, you want to talk about a loyal audience member. And so that'd be number one. Then it's into production. And don't get I saw one of your questions, Bill, that you were going to ask about a ribbon microphone. It drives me crazy. I'll give you a story. When my wife and I used to go to Blockbuster to get a movie, I would go in and find a movie and go, all right, yeah, we could watch this one. And she'd be like, yeah, we could watch that. And Bill, I'm going to turn you up in just a second. And to make a long story short, I was ready to go. She wanted to check the other stuff. When you get something down, move on. So when you've got your microphone, quit looking at ribbon mics and this mic. And you got your 2100? Done. Check it off the list. Yeah, see, there's Bill throwing it in the chat room as we speak. Does anyone use a ribbon microphone? No. Mike could probably chime in on this. So, Bill, I'm going to turn you up. You are live now, buddy.
We're Skype live here.
Yeah. So, Bill, can you hear me?
The end of a week, my wife was in Modesto at her other office all week with my kid.
But, Bill, can you hear me?
You know what? No. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're live on the air. Turn off Mixler and listen on the phone or whatever you're, if you're listening on Skype or whatever.
It's off. I can hear you.
Okay, good. So yeah, what I've heard, and Mike, if you want to chime in on this, this is what I know from Slough Hallaton, who runs a music studio. Ribbon microphones do have a, they have a wide range of pickup. Like they pick up a full spectrum, but they're also, from what I understand, very delicate. Like if you put a Ribbon microphone in front of a loud guitar amplifier, it basically melts, from what I've heard. So, I mean, Bill, you've got a 2100. Check microphone off. Move on to the next thing. You're done. Because in reality, what microphone you have, I just listened to, Michael Dell, help me, podcast help desk. I was going to call him the tech coach, but that was his old name. And he was playing with some $24 Behringer microphone. It wasn't a whole lot different than his Heil PR40, which was $350 or $250 or whatever they're going for. Yeah, Mike says they're very delicate. They're right for the right use, but they don't have a good high frequency response. So, I mean, you, Bill, you've got a 2100. You're good. And really, if you make... If you switch to a Heil PR40, if your content isn't touching people, if it's not moving people, the fact that you have more of a bass response now isn't going to make it touch them any better.
Yeah. By the way, I'm talking through the 2100 right now, and I've got my ear pods on.
Cool.
So, sound better?
Yeah.
Than the,
we're getting a ton of room noise, whatever you were using before. So that's all right. We're good.
I went, you know, who knows? I did a lot of stuff. My wife was gone all week with my kids in the Modesto. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, wow, I'll get all this stuff done. And like, I only slept 4 hours a night. I don't know exactly what I got done. I got something done. But
awesome.
Long week. Hey, the questions, Rudd and Mike answered it. And what's happening is, it's kind of interesting. We're in Reno, where I sort of semi-retired, not fully retired. But people ask me questions and the good idea theory. And what I'm doing is I'm actually doing, you know, I have 3 or 4 shows now. Mm-hmm. I've got 20 in the can for Timelines of Success, which will be my big launch when I figure out how to launch. And you know, I'm almost built everything by myself with your help.
What's the hold up on the launch?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to get a good launch off of Timelines of Success. I started Politics of Success, which I'll have a show up Sunday.
What's a good launch?
I'm trying to do once a week. I'm trying to do a daily show, and what I'm trying to do is get the pod, I'm trying to get the websites down. I'm getting people actually coming to me to interview now, which is interesting. There's a lot to it, but get everything set up mechanically. So I've got that show. I've got a WordPress guy came to me, and he's not listening, so I'll talk a second. This is an interesting story.
Okay.
WordPress guy came to me who I'd go to the WordPress meetups. I didn't know anything, but I learned how to podcast before I learned WordPress. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and learn WordPress, and I'm still learning WordPress. But I'd go to the meetups here, and there's a couple guys who, one guy has actually people working for him who does programming. And another guy who just sort of freelances, put together sites from England, my partner. And I can put together a WordPress site in about 30 minutes now. You know, the couple downloads right, can get up my real simple site.
I always tell people, if you can do Microsoft Word, you can do WordPress. It's yeah. Really
so anyway. We launched without a he's in charge of the site. We launched it's called WP Tonic.
Yeah,
WP Tonic, and we launched without a web page. So I just use Bluff TV and drop it all there.
Yeah, I did this show for I don't know a couple months just testing the waters, and it was really just an experiment. And then when I decided I was going to keep doing it, I just took out some of the shows that were really, really horrible and threw it into iTunes. I wasn't really, what in your mind is a good launch? That's what I want to find out here.
I thought Dave Hooper and Laura Staples mm-hmm. launch on Red was pretty impressive, although it's supposed to go on the 7th and it didn't quite happen.
Okay. Why was it impressive?
I thought the site looked good.
Bingo.
They had a, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Not the site looked good. I thought they bagged, they had about 18 episodes when they launched.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting out 5 a week.
Ooh.
And then they'll drop down to 3, I think, next month. But they're trying to get on new and noteworthy.
Okay.
If you get on New Noteworthy, I think that's going to give you a big up towards getting building a base pretty fast.
Bigger up.
So that's
bigger, not big. Depends on your niche. I've seen New and Noteworthy boost people's downloads by 300. Again, not going to say only 300, 300. I've seen New and Noteworthy boost people's downloads by 1,000. The thing is, so it's going to give you more exposure. If your content is caca a poo poo, all that's going to happen is you're going to fail faster. More people are going to find out that, wow, this isn't worth listening to. So that's where I go back to knowing, you know, what do people walk away with from your podcast? And that kind of thing. So that's, I mean, Dave's a great guy. In fact, that's actually one of the things I have on my list of things to talk about. He's doing a giveaway. If you go over to redpodcast.com/giveaway, he's an old buddy of mine. I actually did Dave's radio show, drove down to Nashville when I was doing, redpodcast.com/giveaway. And we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago, where, you know, people are starting to do things kind of, again, trickling in from the radio world where, you know, radios give away stuff. So why shouldn't podcasts? And in some cases, it's for iTunes reviews. So we're basically in the same way that radio has bribed people to listen, you know, take away Tuesday, $200 Tuesday, whatever it is. And people listen for the phrase that pays. Well, now people are starting to say, look, if you give me a review on iTunes, then you get a chance. I think Dave's giving away an iPad. And again, he does have a great looking site, redpodcast.com. And the thing I like about it, when I listened to episode 19 today, it's not him asking the same 7 questions to a bunch of entrepreneurs. It's RED stands for, well, let's find out, Dave.
Real Entrepreneur or something.
Yeah, Real Entrepreneur Development. I'm going to redpodcast.com something. As we speak. Real Entrepreneur Development, yeah. So I'm interested in that just because I know Dave. He's a good guy. He's been a music marketing guy forever. And
I interviewed him yesterday.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And so I'm. It's funny because we talked one evening, and we're both saying that I did the Marketing Musician podcast, and that's one of the things you also have to ask yourself. Now that you've figured out who your audience is, if your goal is to make money with this podcast, you might want to check to see, does your audience have any money to spend? Because in the case of musicians, there's a reason they're called starving artists. And you have to really prove your value over there to get them to part with any kind of money. And I think Dave and I have both kind of discovered that in some might say the hard way. So
anyway, you asked why I hadn't launched yet.
Yeah.
I have, you know, there's a lot to learn. For example, I started out with GarageBand,
mm-hmm.
and then I transitioned into Adobe Audition, and I'm still learning Adobe Audition. Adobe Audition, I would say, takes, you know, a few weeks of working at it to really get it down. There's a lot to it.
Well, here's what I always say with software. Here's what you need to learn, because the problem with Audition and even Audacity, you open it up and it looks like you're flying a plane. There's so many options. All you need to do is you need to know how to input a file. So go to File, Import. How to move it around how to move it around on your timeline, how to adjust the volume, and maybe edit out an and you know, and then mix down to an MP3. That's it. All this other stuff that's in there is probably designed for stuff that's either a musician would use or something like that. That's really all you need to know. And once you know those 4 things, let's go back to making more content. So, I mean, there's
I agree. That's the bluff.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so you can get really lost sometimes in some of this stuff, and you find I hate it when I do this, where you'll spend an hour and a half only to find at the end of the hour and a half, wow, this is something I'm not going to use.
So, I can't tell you how many times with GarageBand I'd do something, and I'd screw up the file, and I'd have to start over. And GarageBand, I have a pretty good computer, and it was really slow. When you're trying to get good sound. And my sound's getting better. By the way, I actually got Skype recorded to get some good sound this week.
Good. Awesome.
So, Spreaker. Mm-hmm. He talked about Spreaker, about launching on Spreaker first. In fact, that messed up his feed initially because he launched on Spreaker, and then he's trying to get on
iHeartRadio. Yeah, he's
iHeartRadio, right.
iHeartRadio really gets nervous if you have any kind of music in your podcast. They rejected the Logical Weight Loss podcast. They said, I have unlicensed music, and I have an email from the people that do my theme song that said, yes, you can use it in your podcast. And if I wanted to jump through the hoops and say, here, I've been given permission, blah, 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 and I'm logging into my Spreaker account as we speak. In fact, let me share my screen. And for those of you listening on audio, I will tell you that. But I'm not getting a ton, in the same way that I'm not getting a ton of listens from the other giant shiny object, which is SoundCloud. So here,
let's, yeah, we had to talk about the JJ.
Yeah. So here you can see here last week. Yeah. Here, let's see. We got to go to Ask the Podcast Coach. Yeah. I only got two downloads last week. That's because I pulled it off the site. That's why. Let me see here. Let me go into another. Where's the top thing? Their stats are not exactly what I would say stellar. Let's go to episodes. Okay. Now, is there? Okay.
What's the relationship with iHeartRadio?
What's the relationship?
Spreaker to iHeart. You put in Spreaker and you shoot it to iHeart?
No, you have to apply to iHeartRadio. And I'm looking at one from 2 weeks ago, and it's been downloaded. Now, again, Spreaker, these are only plays on Spreaker. Doggone. Again, I'm not a huge fan. But what I'm trying to show you is you're not going to get a lot of downloads from iHeartRadio. I know my show. When I go to iHeartRadio, go to the app, and I type in Ask the Podcast Coach, or if I type in Podcast Coach, I can't find my own show. And that's me looking for it. So then how are other people who don't know me, you know, going to find me? It's going to be clearly by accident. I'm going to say, the last time I looked, it's like out of 2,000 downloads, I think 57 of them were on. Yeah, let's go view all. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, so here, rebranding your show. I had 27 listens on iHeartRadio. Now, that show probably total, if we count my Libsyn stats, I'm going to say this show gets somewhere around 300-400 downloads an episode. Notice again, I did not say only. 14 here on Media Kits. So I'm getting double digits on iHeartRadio, and I love every person that does that, but it's not a high percentage of my downloads. So is it worth it? Fine. The thing I don't like about Spreaker, they jack your file. You have to have it available for download so that iHeartRadio can get to it. And in the process of doing that, they hork, I think that's the technical term, your ID3 tags. And that's my brand. Now you're screwing with my brand, and I'm not a happy camper when you mess with my brand. So, so I'm not a huge fan. Right now, it's the only way to get to iHeartRadio. And the other thing is, on the new media show, it's kind of cool because I have an unlimited Spreaker account because guess who's paying for it? iHeartRadio. Okay, that's kind of cool. But on the new media show with Todd Cochran and Rob Greenlee, the CEO of Spreaker politely hinted that, yeah, that free ride is coming to an end. That's going to be ugly. So, yeah, you can see here this show is getting somewhere between 200 and about 200 downloads an episode. So if I'm getting 20, that's another 10%, which actually in that case, maybe I shouldn't sneeze at that. Yeah, here's 9 downloads on iHeartRadio. Ask the Podcast Coach from May 3rd. Let's go back to one more recent Media Kits.
You know, as long as you have in your content your marketing or your name, that should be getting the name out. Unless
that's
problems on searching where it's pulling away from you in your search.
Yeah, the thing I like that I would think the biggest advantage of iHeartRadio is being able to say I'm on iHeartRadio. So if you're trying to get sponsorship to say yes, blah blah blah, it's the, you know, Ask the Podcast Coach show reaches people in 47 countries and we're on iHeartRadio, blah blah blah. So. So anyway,
hey, two more quick things.
Okay.
iMac and MacBook Pro. I bought a new piece of equipment this week, which I might take back, believe it or not, is the iMac. And I've got a MacBook Pro, and I'm trying to train up my daughters. When they come back, they're going in like intense training. They're my VAs, my 14-year-old and 12-year-old. So the iMac, my little review of the iMac, it's got some noise. I have a MacBook Pro, which has got the solid state, which I like, and it can do everything. It can hook it up. And I can't see that much difference in the speed for the upgrades in the chip and the processing. So I'm not only excited about the iMac, believe it or not. I mean, it costs twice as much as a PC.
Right. What's
so I don't know if you guys talked about that. Remember, I sent the article a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I ever got the article.
Yeah, I got it about, is it complex or not?
Yeah. And just playing with it, it just, I've got mixed feelings on the iMac. I don't know how your audience is. I came up as an engineer working PCs.
Well, I think if you get involved in anything, there's always going to be a learning curve. I mean,
I've used a Mac for a year now.
Okay.
I just look at the equipment out there. You know, the one thing about the Mac is the equipment's. I'm really happy with the MacBook Pro. I'm not sure if I like the iMac that much. You've got the Mini. How are you doing with the Mini?
Fine. I play in GarageBand. I use it on Saturday mornings to stream to Spreaker. But other than that, I don't really use it a whole lot. I'm a PC guy. I know it enough so I can answer questions.
You know, the server app's only $20 for that.
I'll have to look into that.
Because the server, I'm looking at the server concept, but I just got mixed feelings. They're an expensive product, and
they are.
And I'm playing with it.
You're paying a lot for that little logo on the top.
And it is, it's well put together. It's not a piece of junk.
Yeah, I mean, I was always given the impression that Macs never break, and you learned that the first time. I think the second day I had it, I got to see the blue snowball or the blue thing, the spinning little beach ball of death.
Yeah, they bust.
Yeah,
they
bust. But
they have good customer service here close to here. Here's the last question. On your YouTube site, how do you have it set up? Your search is actually pretty good because I typed in to find you on YouTube, mm-hmm. Google Plus. I typed in School of Podcasting. I think it came up your name, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have your account set up? It's pretty interesting. Is there any art to say, I'll get off the line, but that would lead me into the social media, tying everything together. But how do you start with
YouTube? Site?
Well, yeah.
Again, it goes back.
Dave Jackson. Is that Dave Jackson, your overall site? But when I put in School of Podcasting, it pops you up.
Yeah, School of Podcasting is, it's number one. I've been working on that brand for 9 years. So I hope it comes up at the top. It's going to be fun because now there's podcast boot camp. There's podcast school. You know, everybody's popping up with their podcasting stuff. And the more the merrier. There's no theme. If you look, I don't even have an intro video on my YouTube page. I just go over and make videos and go here.
So your YouTube page is Dave Jackson, but when you put School of Podcasting, it pops up.
And my YouTube page is Podcast Coach, I believe. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube.
I'm looking at YouTube right now. I'm just watching.
I'm going to put in my own YouTube. DaveTube.com, just schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube. In theory, that or I've been telling people the wrong address for a long time.
It is
personal podcast coach. Oh, silly me. Yes, it's youtube.com/user/personalpodcastcoach. Because that, again, is my little moniker. I'm your personal, not just a podcast coach, your personal podcast coach.
And then your avatar is Dave Jackson down below.
Yeah.
But as I leave here, what I look at is I realize that my LinkedIn, my Twitter account, all my social media have had different names.
Yep, that goes back
to... Most of it's Bill Conrad something.
And I'm guilty of that. My Twitter's at Learn to Podcast, because about 2007, I was going to really massively go after the phrase Learn to Podcast. And that was one of the reasons I did that. Now, I have at Dave Jackson as a Twitter, and I kind of wish I would have stuck with that. But I guess I could go to everybody that's following me on Twitter and go, I'm going over here now. But I'm like, so.
Where are you at Twitter now?
I'm at Learn to Podcast.
All right. Well, I'll get off and stop bothering you.
Oh, you're not bothering me, buddy.
So what's going to happen this week? What do we have to look forward in the world of podcasting this week?
The iPhone podcast app hopefully won't freak out again. And more awesome content from you, buddy. You know, I guess my question is, I want to go back to your launch. You said you had 14 in the can, 20 shows in the can?
No, like 20. And I've got some good interviews coming up.
Okay, so
I'm going to interview Stephen Key up in Tahoe. I'm going to his house and my little mixer to interview him. He's pretty well known, a guy named Stephen Key.
So how long is it taking you to do one episode?
Too long. My recording is getting good. My sound's getting good. It's the editing. I'm really putting a full push on editing.
Okay.
And then my second side is trying to work on the PowerPress side and getting that side done. You know, I'm trying to help my wife in the backside towards her real estate company.
When you say the PowerPress side, that's another set it and forget it.
WordPress.
Okay.
WordPress.
Don't get hung up on, because there's a lot of things that WordPress can do. Here's what you need to learn how to do. How to make a post. Posts are going to be your show notes. Those are your episodes. A page.
Yeah, I've got that.
A page is something that isn't going to change. So it's going to be your about page, which is really important. Your contact page, things that don't change. So there's that. You'll need to know how to install a plugin, which you've got that. And from there, and then how to manage comments. And from there, you're done. You make it look pretty.
No, not really. You need to be able to, you know, you have to be able to grab email addresses. So you need a
That's
way
not WordPress.
To,
that's you know,
it hooks into WordPress, and so it's all about the system.
Well, it's AWeber. Yeah, so you could go over to AWeber, get your code, put it in a text widget. Yeah. So that would be something else you need to know. You need to know how to put things in a sidebar. And that's usually by dragging a text widget into the sidebar and copying and pasting some code, and presto, you're gone.
I use Genesis with Dynamic, and then that's my platform. I've got a lot of web pages, and it just takes time though. And one last thing, I have a nonprofit that I help out that I've actually done a pretty good page for, and I used MailChimp, but I'm not sure MailChimp is the way to go.
They're okay, but you will find out that they're a little bit like Amazon S3. When you first use Amazon S3 for your media hosting, they're dirt cheap. And then when you put out 15 more episodes and you get more popular, all of a sudden your hosting bill is $41. And from what I've heard, MailChimp, it starts out free until you have about, 2,000 emails, and then it goes through the roof. So
you can do 2,000 addresses and 12,000 emails.
Yeah, and Mike Howard says you don't have to grab email addresses. That's true. You don't have to. If you're going to be monetizing your podcast down the road, not a bad idea. But yeah, you don't have to grab email addresses. And
well, you know, my monetization is to do referrals across the country. My wife's the highest level broker you can be in the country. She's been for 20 years.
Okay.
And she knows, they call up the CRS, which is the residential expert, and find somebody who knows what they're doing and refer to people. And that's going to be my monetization platform.
Is your podcast attracting people who are looking to buy a house?
You know, I think it will be, because it is eclectic by Timelines of Success, which is under Bluff, because I interviewed a 95-year-old veteran, which is oral history. And I'll interview, it's about professionals and about transition in life.
Yeah.
So I think it'll blend, it's like a little everything. It's eclectic, which I think is okay. Well, I don't think you have to niche down in these big audiences.
Well,
unlike what other people say.
We're going to talk about that on Monday's show on the School of Podcasting. You know, is Dave full of crap? And so one of the things the chat room is saying here, and this is true, and I've said this to you, you have a lot of things going on. You have 3 podcasts you're trying to launch and your nonprofit. You might want to sit down and go, okay, what really is my number one priority? What's the main thing here? And get that one going. And then once that one's going, it'll be easier, because you'll have all the lessons learned to launch the second and third and fourth. When you try to push 4 peanuts at once,
right,
none of them get anywhere, where if you push one and then the second and third.
There's a politics of success with the first one. And then I did this. WP Tonic. I did that really fast. I mean, you find a bluff. I did that program with a guy. I set that up, produced it, and got it out. I mean, I was waiting for him to do the web page and said, "Oh, I'll just set it up." And I got it out fast. It's starting to move, but there's still a lot to learn. I enjoy it. You know, I do this because I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and your website.
But I also
is bluff.tv, right? Your website.
Yeah, you can go blufftv.com or net, and you can spell bluff anywhere you want to spell it.
Got it.
You can even go to bluf.tv and I'll get there.
Awesome.
So that's my eclectic site. And
there you go.
Anyway, it's good talking to you this week. I guess I'll let you. I don't want to take the whole show here. But
all right, man. I appreciate it.
There's a lot to learn.
There you go. Have fun, man.
All right. Have a good week. Bye.
So I wanted to answer. So that's Bill Conrad. Bill's a great guy. He's a member of the School of Podcasting. We always kind of joke because Bill always has one more question. He's awesome. And but yeah, he does have a lot going on. He has, and I've told him that before. I'm like, dude, one at a time. But he's a veteran, and boy, I tell you what, talk about no fear. I want to answer, and I can't see, where's the chat room? Somebody asked, what's the importance of the About page? The reason I say that, number one, if you haven't read the book Platform by Michael Hyatt, read the book by Michael Hyatt. It's a great, great book. I'm pretty sure everybody in the chat room that's read it will say, yes, read that book. But I use a program called Crazy Egg Heat Mapping Software. Now, full disclosure, I also do their podcast, but I use their software before I did their podcast. And it shows you more than Google Analytics. And if I could remember my password, I'm going to mark that down. We'll show that next week. I'll do a little without being a commercial, because I don't make it. Well, I make a dime from making their podcast, but I don't make a dime from referring people. If you go to podcast.crazyegg.com, you can get a free month there and the free book, the free optimization toolkit. But it shows you what pages people are going to. And yes, you can get that from Google Analytics and your website stuff. But it was amazing because it shows you not only where people click and how far they scroll down. And when I looked at the School of Podcasting, off the chart, the thing that people were clicking on was the About page. And the problem is, a lot of times people on their About page don't explain what the show's about. They explain how, you know, Mike and Stinky met each other for, you know, when they were high school kids, and they went through 37 co-hosts and stuff that we don't care about. What's your show about? Why should I listen to it? Who are you? Why should I listen to you? And here's how you're going to benefit from my show. And then here's where you can subscribe to on that. But that's why the About page. And if you read Platform by Michael Hyatt, it is a page. And it's funny because I've gone into stats on other websites that don't use Crazy Egg. And I go into, because you can look at your most popular pages and things like that. If you're using HostGator and Bluehost, there's stats you can check in Google Analytics. And Mike's going to go check his About page. And it's just one of the most used, because when people get there, they're like, okay. And I'll be the first to admit, right now my page is a little busy. Actually, it's a lot busy on the School of Podcasting. And so when people get there, like, I'm not really sure what's going on here. And then they see an About button, and hopefully that will do that. I want to say it's $20 to use, Ryan. I should know that. It's crazyegg.com. Again, if you want a free month, go to podcast.crazyegg.com. That way it'll help show the return on investment of their podcast. And that's where we talked about the Red podcast today. They have a really nice looking website. So that is part of it. I got a sponsor once for the Logical Weight Loss podcast when I first launched it. There's another website that's a little too busy at the moment. And I call that front page creep, by the way. There's a great book called Web Pages That Suck. It's awesome. And it's all about, we know how people can say, here's how you should design a web page. He shows an example. It's like, here's how this web page stinks. And people do things like they put mystery navigation. Back in the day, people used to have graphics, and based on where you clicked on the graphic is where it would launch a page and things like that. It's a great book on web design. Another one is Don't Make Me Think. That goes into how to, it's all about readability, or not readability, usability. That's a great book. Don't Make Me Think. Web design is part of it. Now, on the flip side of that, there are a lot of people that may find you in iTunes and never visit your website. They'll just keep downloading it in iTunes. And in that case, it's like, well, do I really care what I look like? Well, yeah, because there are a lot of people. In fact, Schnooky, who doesn't love Schnooky? Number one, it's just fun to say Schnooky from the Jersey Shore. You know, oh, no, you didn't. Uh-uh, Schnooky. The move is not going well. But I can tell you that right now, yeah, we're at 88 degrees, baby. And this is my last day. I will be moving. The wife is coming home. The wife is out of town. That's helped. And getting the cable hooked up, things like that. Let me go back to Schnooky. I'll talk about the move here in a second. Schnooky has a podcast. I don't know where it is. I was listening to Rob Greenlee and Todd on the New Media Show. And she's on Podcast One. She's working with Podcast One. And Rob explained because Schnooky, is it Snooky or Schnooky? I like Schnooky. Adding an extra H in there. She is so big on social media, the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Pinteresting and the Instagrammers, that when she launched her podcast, everybody went to her website to listen to it. That's a good thing. The bad news is none of those people, in some cases, are that familiar with iTunes. And she wasn't pushing people to iTunes. And she should have with her, again, mammoth schnookiness that her giant celebrity bubble should have just blown up the charts, in theory, in iTunes. But she didn't direct people to iTunes. She just said, come listen to my podcast. And from what Rob said, she's getting decent downloads. That's a whole other podcast that Snooky has, a very popular podcast. And but she's not blowing up on iTunes because she didn't direct people there. So Bill was talking about that. And there are, you know, iTunes is not, it's still the big giant gorilla in the room, but it's not the only gorilla in the room. And there are a lot of people now that just listen on the website. And that's one of the reasons why Pat Flynn made his player. He said he has a lot of people that listen on the website, so he wanted a cool, sexy player. So, which I'm still playing with. I'm actually in the beta test of that. And but yeah. So that's the getting back to the about page. That's why it's from what I've seen, it's very, very important. And we are going to be talking about that on Monday's show. Is Dave full of crap? Because Dave says, according, and I have a whole bunch of reasons why I say I'm backing up my thoughts here. He said, now, behind the scenes, Dave's going to try to switch to the Mac because he looked at the screen and saw that it's almost time to end the show. So I'm going to talk and hit buttons at the same time. We'll see how good I can multitask. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of chit-chat. I like chit-chat as long as it's somewhat connected to the topic. But Tina, who is a listener of mine, said, send me to the Manic Mommies podcast. And I don't know that they ever got to a topic. It was just the whole thing was chit chat. The first 12 minutes was how this woman's son was 12 and had never been sunburned. And so we're going to talk about that because another one is, and I would say this, I'm saying this as a fact, not as what's the word here? I'm not judging, no judging. I did some research and on Cliff Ravenscraft's last show where he said, I'm doing a small, monologue. When you look at how long his opening monologue and his last monologue was, 24 minutes of his hour long show was him talking about, you know, himself. And so that's the question is, well, maybe we're supposed to talk about ourselves more. And I'll be talking about that in the future about, okay, why do I think that you shouldn't do that? I did see one more question I wanted to answer here. What is your source for the big music and FX you use in the Fiverr Voice Guy clips? It is, they've changed. It used to be School. It's not free anymore. That's the thing I hate about it. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music, because you used to be able to get a CD of music for free. Yeah, Footage Firm is that. And I don't believe they have, because you could get a DVD or a CD of music. Let me click on this real quick. 5 free modern grooves. And the problem is, I don't think it's free anymore. They used to. Yeah, we no longer accept orders through Footage Firm. Go to Videoblocks. And if you go to videoblocks.com, you have 7 days of free downloads. So take a week and download everything they have. But if I remember right, their pricing after that is not cheap. But that's something where if with a little planning, you can go there. And they have a bunch of video stuff, but I really like their audio stuff. And it used to be, you could get a free CD. You just had to pay for the shipping, which of course was $8. But I got $8 worth of podcasting. Yeah, I've thought about that. I worry. You guys tell me. You guys can help me shape the show. I was going to talk about, because to me, Cliff is a great example of a guy who talks about himself. And again, it's your show. That's kind of one of the themes of this show coming out on Monday. It's your show. You can do whatever you want. And so Cliff talks a lot about himself, and he even explains that he thinks, and apparently people do, like to hear about his story. So I don't, I'm really worried that I'm going to sound like I'm bashing Cliff, and I don't. I like Cliff as a person. I disagree with his style of podcasting many times. I've learned way too much about his house, and that's my opinion. I'm allowed to have one, and but that doesn't mean it's a bad podcast. It means it didn't touch me that way. So I'm worried about that. I don't want to come across as a Cliff basher, but when somebody came up to me and said, on their scheme, yeah, that's true. I was like, I don't really, maybe I can do that. I'll just say a popular podcast I listen to spent 24 minutes of an hour long talking about themselves at the beginning and end. But the Manic Mommies podcast, I could never find out what their actual show was about. They were just talking about their kids, which from what Tina said, she identified with. And that was the other thing is, and I have to be careful with that, because the other thing I said to Tina was, well, there is a difference between a male audience and a female audience without getting too stereotypy. But, I'll ask my wife, how was your day? 25 minutes later, she's done, and she'll say, how was your day? And I say, I had a good class. Sometimes guys get to the point a little quicker than females. Now, that is a generalization. There are plenty of guys that like to talk. But I said, you do have a different segment here. And moms, you know, it's kind of fun. I do a lot of my audio editing many of my clients are females because they don't want to do the techie stuff. And that, again, is a weird generalization. I am in dangerous territory there. Yeah, I know my buddy Eric K. Johnson did an episode on that, and all sorts of people came out and said, look, you're talking in generalizations. So I was like, well, okay. But it is, the bottom line is it's your podcast. You can do whatever you want. And then I'm going to go into why I think what I think. But it is, I think we all tend to preach, here's what I like. So maybe I'm trying to teach people to do podcasts that I want to listen to. Maybe that's not the right thing. And that's why I always say, go to your audience. A great example of that is Farm and Wife. Oh, and I can see her face and I cannot remember her name. Judy does Farm and Wife. And when she first started her podcast, it was 3 hours long. And I was like, Judy, what are you thinking? 3 hours long? Who's going to listen to a 3 hour long podcast? And she said, my audience, they're sitting on a tractor driving around out in the field. I'm like, good point. So it always goes back to your audience. A lot of podcasts. The chat room here is chiming in that there are a lot of people selling stuff on their podcast. And that is the truth. They're all, And John Parker says, yep. And when they start doing that, he moves on. And Mike Phillips has a great point. We need to start. He says we need to self-police ourselves. And he says, because if you don't, industries that don't always suffer. I'm not sure how we police ourselves. That's a good question. How do you, like, what do you do? Just call people out? What do you mean by that? For our email lead. Exactly. anyway, so I want to thank everybody I want to thank Bill Conrad for calling in. Always a treasure. You know, Bill is he sends me questions in case he can't be here. And it was nice. And Jim, buddy, whatever's going on with the family, I hope all is well. I hope Jim will be back next week. If not, I've got a week to find a co-host. And I won't try to do that on Saturday morning at 9:30. Innocent people. Mike Phillips says when we'll just call them snake oil people. When people jump into an industry that doesn't really get policed, then unfortunately innocent people get screwed unnecessarily. And he says, yeah, you have to call people out. So, at any rate, Bill, you're going to have to get in line for that one. I've got an appointment with Mr. Fred Castaneda. So keep that in mind. And then there's this thing called the move. We are running over, aren't we? Yeah. My move is going horrible because I had to fight with my cable company. And that's getting turned on Monday. So I'm getting everything. I'm getting the lights out of here. Everything but my desk and my computer will stay here, and I will move that Monday. But in the meantime, it's 89 degrees in here. And anytime you move, it's always fun. But I am looking forward to the it's four blocks that way. So I am looking forward to the new place, a cooler location. And you can find Fred. His main one is strugglingentrepreneur.com. And if you go to Matrix Solutions Corp, help me, Fred.com, Matrix with an X. Let me put that in the chat room. There's a link right now to all of Fred's sites. Yes, Matrix with an X, solutionscorp.com is all of Fred's shows, where he does Struggling Entrepreneur, Finance for Startups, Boomers for Startups, Entrepreneur Tools Online. So like Fred was like John Lee Dumas before there was John Lee Dumas. Arriba, Countryman's, I'm going to mess that one up, I can never say this word, Infantry Badge Podcast, because Fred is a Vietnam veteran, and the soon-to-be podcast reporter website that Fred is working on. So that is MatrixSolutionsCorp.com, and I'm helping Fred get some of those websites going. But yeah, Fred has done numerous podcasts. He's been around since back in the day as well. So at any rate, let me start some ending music and thank the chat room and everybody for calling in. And we will see you next Saturday. It is always 10:30 Eastern Standard Time at askthepodcastcoach.com/live is where you can find us. And the phone number is 845-262-2401 if you want to call in next week. That would be awesome. And the more calls, the merrier. And we have a great chat room. You know, I was really freaking out this morning because I was like, oh, no, Jim, it's going to be a little rough. I'm trying to man knobs and I'm trying to twist and that. And, you know, John Parker said, I think, that the quote of the day, and that is the chat room is the 12th guy. It is the other part of this show. And I had nothing to fear. No, because that one's much more expensive. Fred wants to know if he should call that number now. No, when I get off the phone here, we'll get on our usual kind of phone call. We'll use that number, the bat phone. We'll use the bat phone for that. So, thanks so much for tuning in. And don't forget, you can get $20 off at the schoolofpodcasting.com by using the coupon code ASK20. And we'll see you next week. Take care and God bless.